Track 13. The answers to the quiz. Well, I thought that quiz seemed easy. Let's hear the right answers from Sam.
Well, hello and welcome to the quiz answers. Now, here you will find illumination to the quandary that was set earlier, and hopefully you'll shout out, "Hooray, I got some correct." Well, if not, well, just sit back and enjoy some facts about dear old Norfolk that you may or may not have known already. Well, as it's a multiple choice type of quiz, you can shout out A, B or C, or you could even shout out all three, maybe. Well, our first question was, which of these things did Norfolk hero Horatio Nelson say? A, when confronted with his Brancaster muscles, "I see no chips." Or B, "I am a Norfolk man and glory in being so." Or was it C, "Very flat, Norfolk"? Well, he said B, "I am a Norfolk man and glory in being so." Do you know, he also said, "You can always tell a Norfolk man, but you can't tell him much." Chortle, chortle. Question number two. Most church towers are square in the Norman fashion, but many of Norfolk's are round. Why is that? Is it A, in the event of war, round corners can't be blasted off? Or B, you can't make square corners with napped flint? Or C, it was the Saxon style? Well, the answer is C, it was the Saxon style, although you could also say all three are likely. No, I don't write these, just read them. And question number three. Who brought the famous canary bird to Norwich? Was it A, Flemish refugees who had them as pets because they were cheap? Or B, Polish miners who dug chalk under the city? Or is it C, John Bond when he managed Norwich City FC in the 1970s? Well, did you know it was A, Flemish refugees more than 300 years ago? Well, interestingly, the old port of Norwich was situated near where the football ground is now by Carrow Bridge, the home of the Canaries. And question number four. The Erpingham Gate at Norwich's Norman Cathedral is named after Sir Robert Erpingham, who A, led the Welsh archers at Agincourt? Was it B, he was a predecessor of legendary cowboy sheriff Wyatt Earp? Or was it C, he was a witchfinder general? Well, it was A, Sir Thomas led the Welsh archers at Agincourt. And question number five. Close to the Norman Cathedral is Tombland, but how did it come by its name? Was it A, it was an early burial site in the city? Is it B, it's Saxon for open place? Or C, it was a filming location for Lara Croft Tomb Raider? Well, the answer is B, it's Saxon for open place. And question number six. Norfolk has the best malting barley in the UK because, is it A, it's grown at height in North Norfolk and it benefits from salty sea frets? Is it B, it's grown in the fertile, reclaimed soil of the fens in West Norfolk and drained by Dutch engineers? Or is it C, it's grown in the chalky soil of water meadows in mid-Norfolk? Well, did you know the answer is A, it's grown at height and benefits from salty sea frets. So there are some high points of Norfolk. And question number seven. In Norfolk dialect, what is a dickie? Do you know, we should have asked Galtina about this one, I think. But anyway, is it A, a bow tie? Is it B, a donkey? Or is it C, a stomach upset? Well, you may have a dicky tummy at some point, but in Norfolk, it is B, a donkey. And question number eight. Crema crabs are so sweet because, is it A, they feed off the world's longest chalk reef? B, the dressed crab has sugar added to it? Or C, they live in freshwater pools? Well, don't get crabby. It's A. They feed off the world's longest chalk reef. And question number 9. Native American princess Pocahontas is depicted on the village sign at Heacham because A. She married local man John Rolfe. B. She appeared in a travelling circus. Or C. She was shipwrecked on a nearby beach. Well, the answer is A. She married local man John Rolfe. And our final question this month is question number 10. Thetford has a statue of whom? Is it A. Dulip Singh, the last Maharaja of the Sikh Empire? Is it B. Thomas Paine, who helped fuel the American War of Independence? Or is it C. Captain Mannering from Dad's Army? It was filmed here. Well, do you know what? This was a trick question, as the answer is actually all three. Oh, I mean, imagine that. A connection between the American War of Independence, the last Maharaja, and comedy Dad's Army. Don't tell me your name, Pike. Well, you learn something in these questions, don't you? Well, I hope you did as well with this quiz as we did here. We got insert correct number. And obviously, do contact us if you'd like to try our general knowledge quiz next month. So, bye for now.
Sam, thank you very much. I only got 7 out of 10. I suspect some of our listeners did much better.